Hey, raw and uncut, that's us, the bitches who fucking... Never mind.
The bitches who fuck.
The bitches who fuck.
Oh my god,
that's us. Yep, he went to get his vape.
Why are you gay for everyone? Like, you're
vape at. I'm confident in my sexuality.
So you're well conscious of the fact that vape makes you gay.
You can go around and do a circle jerk.
Wow.
Well, I've already I mean, only because you're near his shit, I don't need
any more. Near his shit?
He tried giving it earlier. Do you remember that?
Dark in here it is. Oh, the gayest force with this one.
Fucking handful of cum earlier.
The force is gay with this. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? Hey, guys. Welcome back. This is another episode. Today, we are having ambiance. We have a fire lighting up in...
I don't think you know what the word ambiance means.
Listen, I don't give a shit.
We're in a tavern. Shut up.
We're in a tavern. In a tavern now. We have a fire. We're in the pit.
We're in the pit.
We're
burning
alive. It's
hell.
It's the pits of hell.
We're in hell.
Ooh, hot in here it is. Ooh, too long it has been. We have a special guest with us. We have Maddie.
Maddie.
I'm slightly autistic, yes. We have Maddie here with us today.
Okay,
stop. Maddie. Yo, we got Maddie in the house. Hell yeah. Welcome, Maddie. Introduce yourself.
No.
That's it. That's her.
She is.
Ouch. She, what?
I am who I am.
She is who she is. Are you Popeye? I am what I am.
I will not eat
green eggs. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Did you guys know they remade it for fucking Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like fucking garbage.
Like animated or like?
It's animated, yeah.
Fucking...
Well, the thing is, it's 8-page book, fucking 10-page book, and they made it into like a 13-episode season with a second season on the way. I'm like, how the fuck? I mean, do you get that much shit?
We need that for shit that's like Lord of the Rings, where it's like you.
They're still making one. Amazon's making one. It's like the most expensive thing ever made.
Maybe they do, like, every single, like, location.
Yes.
As a whole.
By far.
It better be fucking good.
Yeah, it's gonna be very expensive. The fucking Lord of the Rings show. It's gonna be on Amazon.
The first episode cost.
The first episode was like.
$23 million,
yeah. Which, by the way, all the Marvel shit, like all the Marvel shows for Disney Plus are also, each episode is going to be between 20 million.
Catch the game.
No. Fuck you.
Dennis, you tried to give her your children earlier.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
It was just some dry
soap.
I'm dating
someone,
God.
Yeah, faggot.
You're not supposed to tell
them.
I've
given Travis a handful of that stuff before. I mean, I don't know what your problem is.
See, but to be fair, Travis was drunk. Yeah, Travis is just he's like mama. Any child he can ever come close to, he tries to take it into
was
the river.
Yeah,
it's like Batman, but not as cool. Oh, by the way, Dennis and Greg are here because they haven't been on the podcast in a while.
Get your fucking gay out of my face. I will kill you.
I thought that was a smoke
at this point.
Smelled cotton candy.
The entertainment value is just as good as nicotine.
You cotton candy bitch!
Okay,
I swear to God.
Leo?
What?
You're gay.
Oh, I was just saying that you and Greg are back after not being on the podcast for a while.
Yes,
never done.
What's up with you, Greg? You've been gone for a while too.
Sew some more shit in there.
Life.
You have a beard now.
I have a beard.
Yeah.
He has a child.
He named him Bagungi.
I do.
Bagungi Falumbo.
That's Boogaloo, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Boogaloo. I'm sorry. He's a cross combination between
Boogaloo Gonblogian.
Sounds good.
Boogaloo Gonblogian.
Yes.
That sounds like a really shitty like Amazon movie. Boogaloo Gonblogian.
Because he fucks. Even weeks into his life, he fucks.
Wait, like he fucks as in he fucks or like he actually physically...
Yeah, he actually fucks.
He fucks?
He
fucks for
fucks.
Real? Damn, what a savage.
He came out with a
fucking vengeance, dude. Right? He came out the womb, he's like,
he's the first Avenger.
He was fighting steroids before he was younger. This
what?
Man has fought AIDS hey, ever since
through.
He was a child.
Coming through.
Here come a boy with a firewood boy. Jesus, you just put it out.
Oh, no.
Fucking mall in there.
Like a fire alarm or something.
See, look, now you just put it out. What's wrong?
Smoldering log.
What?
He put out the fire. Now we have no ambiance noise.
Ambiance noise?
Yeah.
Did you stop recording?
No, it's still recording.
Oh, okay. I was like, Jesus.
This is the... Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. Split what good. The fuck? Hey, Captain America, chill out. He's breaking wood over here.
Wait.
Hey, he's breaking more wood than Greg.
Wait, if he's Captain America,
yeah,
then what's my son, Boogaloo? I thought he was the first Avenger.
Oh, I thought it's...
Your son may be the first Avenger, but Captain America over here splitting wood.
Nothing, Greg.
What was that, Dennis?
Nothing, Greg.
Speak up, Dennis.
Your child is lovely, Greg.
It's McLovin.
Your child is McLovin?
Actually, don't just throw it in there. Shingle it around like...
You said throw it in there, fucker. Therefore, I must throw.
Okay, that was actually shit.
That was terrible.
Well, no, of course.
Dead to all of us.
I've been dead to everyone.
Especially when you say that.
Have you seen the fact that I can't even go to jury duty because I'm not from here? Yeah, that explains everything.
Well, fuck you too, then.
What?
Can't go to jury duty?
Yeah,
no, you make it sound like it's a bad thing.
I wish I could go. I would get paid for it at work. Fucking one of my coworkers, she's like, I don't have to come into work for the next like 4 days because I have a jury duty. And I was like, you dumb hoe.
And you get paid for it?
She gets paid for it, yeah. She gets paid for it and $20 for gas. I was like, what the fuck? Horseshit. I want to get paid and $20 for gas. Fuck you.
Are you kidding me?
No, you
weren't. Yeah, no, she...
I didn't get my parking validated, and I had to pay for my own gas when I had jury duty.
No, yeah. They get paid for jury duty, and you get paid $20. Yeah.
Jury duty.
Jury duty. I told you.
When I get
to y'all better fucking dick up before I dick up for you.
Oh, you ever seen Joe Dirt?
Joe
no.
Dirtay?
You never seen Joe Dirt?
I've never seen Joe Dirtay.
Well, and Joe Dirt, there's a fucking old dude from Louisiana that when he talks, just straight up like, what's that? What's that show? Fucking Duck Dynasty. You ever hear some of those guys and they have to have subtitles for them because they can't talk clearly?
Yes.
That's exactly what you're sounding like.
No, George Dirty.
More
Jury Dirty. Oh,
you got
Jury Duty? No, Jury Dirty. Dirty. Okay. Bang my day, D-R-D, Jury Duty. Bang it. Oh.
Sorry.
Y'all better get off my property. Oh.
Just immediate.
Oh no! Hey, dude, it's Thanksgiving. Your girlfriend. Wait, no, it's Thanksgiving. Your daughter comes home for the holidays. She comes in. She goes, "Daddy, this is my new boyfriend. It's a big black boy." You say, "Oh no, what the? That a black? No." And then he died.
Dude,
that was
he
it.
Came over. He came over for Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
And fucking not my youngest. Well, no, I guess she was my youngest cousin. She came over to me, and she's like whispering in my ear. She's like, she called you Draco Malfoy, and then she called you, Captain America. I was like, okay, Emily.
What's wrong, brother?
Okay, Emily, say okay. That to
Harry.
What? Are you
scared, Ronald? Come here, Weasley.
You know, it's like, I don't really see the Draco Malfoy.
I love how
you
must be a Weasley.
In 8 years of school, the only fucking spell Harry ever used was disarm.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen Harry Potter.
You know, it's not much.
Yeah, you need to catch up.
No, you know, it's not much.
He's literally...
Fuck you, Dennis.
You just insulted Greg's manhood.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Don't you ever disrespect Harry Potter.
Gay.
Wait,
what
Dennis
manhood?
He's getting gasoline.
He's getting gasoline. Run.
Wait, he's getting gasoline.
Dude, speaking of, remember when I tried to fucking use the gasoline earlier?
And I spilled
it all over myself? Yeah. That was great.
Dumbass?
I'm not a dumbass. I'm just mentally unstable and, yeah.
It's politically incorrect to use the word retard, but that's what you are, Leo.
Listen, when have we ever been politically correct, Greg?
Okay, then you're a retard.
Literally you're from the first retard. Episode, we're like, we know two gay dudes. That's what it's fucking called. We know two gay dudes. And we didn't. But on the good thing is we didn't.
At least we're not publishing. The good thing is we didn't mistreat them.
So if anything, they ever try to tell us we're homophobic, we'd be like, no. We respect them and we don't care.
You should set up a Grindr account.
A what?
A Grindr account.
Oh, like my teacher?
Yeah.
You remember how Zeller did
just
that?
Just called F and F, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we've ever told this story on the
it's
podcast.
A group of guys.
But
oh, you guys in one...
In one bed.
No. It's like in California. California king that even
I told
fit
you,
two
three
of
guys.
We could do
mic.
It. Three guys, one mic. That is what you guys wanted to call it, but I did not like that.
Why not?
It would like gather so much attention.
I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Because people would be like, oh my God, are they actually fucking?
They would. Yes, we are. Every night. That's
I mean,
how we
maybe
go to
you're
sleep.
Fucking yourself, but like.
Yes, of course. You say that like it's a bad thing. Every time I go to school, I heard one of three things. Fuck.
Every time I go to school, I fuck myself. That's just part of the day we have.
So that's what you're doing in the bathroom.
Yes, of course. That's why I would go for 32 minutes.
Couldn't get enough of Holly, could
no,
you?
No, dude, 30 minutes. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Listen. Listen, we're going to talk about past relationships that didn't work out. We can fucking go there, Greg.
No.
All right, then shut up.
We are not going there. This is not Saturday
Okay.
If that happens,
it's always
sad boy
hours, man.
What is that?
Just
Draco Malfoy's cum.
Like, exactly.
He wants to become.
Next is fucking gooey.
It is me, Draco Malfoy. Brought it here for a reason.
I would have taken a swig of that.
What is it? It's gasoline.
Oh my God.
You just gave him a fucking bottle of gasoline to drink?
I told him I was getting gasoline.
You're a piece of shit,
yeah,
man.
You're a piece of shit. Car.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know if I want to be friends with you anymore.
Do you want gas? I'll get gas. So I went and got gas.
The microphone's right here. Yeah, that's
I'm being
right.
Sarcastic.
Whenever you guys start talking, I just like pointed towards
is
you.
I would have taken a swig and spit it.
It's got four microphones. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, then you'd be one of those like.
You'd be one of those autistic people.
Or...
Yeah.
No.
He'd be like the fucking dude from The Simpsons. I live in the tomato field. Jiminy Bob, where's my children? And he's got like 82 children, and they're all fucking inbred. You know what I'm talking about for The Simpsons?
I don't know why you didn't take a swig of that. It's basically the same thing as the passage, and you drink shit
from
that.
It's
no,
not.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Fucking gasoline isn't it's not consumable.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it is, but you fucking die. It's like drinking bleach.
It's
just
like
do it and die.
Some of those medicines.
I've had a good mouthful of gasoline before.
Why?
When you're under a car and you're emptying fucking, or you're dropping the fuel tank.
Well, why would you drop the fuel tank? What's wrong with you?
Damn, that's kind of wet.
It's because it's raining.
I know, but just it got way better,
yeah,
like faster
excessive.
Than I thought it was.
Well, listen, I don't know what else you want me to do. This is the best I could do, but the quality's gonna be shit.
Yeah, don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Don't do this.
We gotta be more
authentic.
Better with the quality.
Better with the quality?
Unlike episode 2.
Fuck you. I remastered episode 2.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
I went back in. I took out all the noise that was in the background because we recorded it in the fucking car. And then...
Wait, why didn't you just re-release it instead of, you know... You phased it out. You should just re-release it.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's where the profit is.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a piece of shit like Logan Paul. I'm not going to record a dead body and then call it good. So... He deletes the dead body from the OG video, re-uploads it. He goes, now it's PC friendly. Bless you.
You need to stop holding in your sneezes. That's how you get like an
I'm not holding in my sneezes.
Yes, you are.
You're gonna get a blood clot, man.
That's how Bruce Lee. Pop a blood vessel.
Who? Bruce Lee? No, he had an aspirin or some shit.
An aspirin?
Yeah, I remember that's what they said that killed him. A fucking aspirin. No, an aspirin. I remember they said they gave him an aspirin and he fucking died a day later.
That's probably
an aneurysm. Yeah, I was going to say.
No, he had a fucking aspirin.
Blood thinner,
it's okay,
dude.
Leo. Sometimes we're wrong in life. It's
maybe I'm not in life. Okay, you ever think about that?
What was it?
What?
The left-right lane?
Yes, it's the left-right lane. It's the left-right lane.
A really good example.
Left-right lane. I don't care. I've already argued with enough people about this shit. I am correct. Me and Travis are in accordance that it is a left-right lane.
Majority rules, you're both wrong.
Majority does not rule because I have the fucking control.
Really good story about this. Like,
yes.
Beginning of the year, Leo and I are driving in that Miata right there.
Oh,
you know,
no.
It's a manual. And it's...
How the hell did that work?
Fuck it.
It's going
to
get really
good. So you have, like...
Leo, you're actually
you're gonna,
smoking.
Yeah, you're gonna put fucking milk on.
It was on fire, yeah.
We're driving in the car there, and it's a really windy day, and he's saying this thing, he says it's blowing around a lot. It's a stick. A I said, yeah, it's a stick. Like, a five-speed
Does
manual,
he
right?
Does grab it and fucking...
I yeah. said, do you... I, said,
I grabbed
you...
it and I said, let me suck the stick.
No, I said, do you mean like it's blown around like a leaf? It's like a leaf. It's not like, it's not a stick. It's a leaf. He says, no, it's a stick. Like, nobody says blowing like a stick in the wind, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's blowing like a stick in the wind.
What do you say, left, right lane? It's right, left, right.
It's left, right lane. No, it's the left fucking... Listen, there's two left lanes. Right, it's the left, right lane.
I'm so wrong.
Raggy. Roll. Roll, Raggy. Dude. We're in the right ref lane. Ooh. Now.
Oh, man, I remember just
speaking of right, left lane. I'm right. Fuck all of you.
It's okay,
Leo. But
sometimes you're wrong.
Sometimes I'm not. And sometimes you guys are just assholes.
Sometimes you're just stupid.
Sometimes I am.
Actually,
but that
right now is
I blame that on my genetics. It's not my fault. It's not my fault, as the Post Malone would say.
America,
yeah, I'm foreign. That's my excuse. What's yours?
So who are you gonna marry to get your green card?
Ah, Travis.
No.
That's what he
that's
said.
What I'm gonna
that's
do.
What he said. No, so you need a green card?
No.
Can't marry the two ordained ministers. I wonder if that's a thing.
I wonder if you can.
You know what? No. God damn it! I need to be an ordained minister then, because if you guys are being married, you just can't wed yourselves. Like fuck.
I can marry him, and he can marry me.
Greg, you ready to
no.
be an ordained minister?
I think so.
I don't allow that.
We're ordained ministers.
Ordained ministers.
Yeah.
We could officiate
our wedding. Yeah, I could officiate your guys' wedding. He
but
could officiate
being
my
both
wedding.
Ordained, I don't think ordained ministers can officiate their own wedding.
However,
not in the state of California.
I think you could. We'd have to look up the actual rules.
This
holy shit, that got fucking
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm going back. Wait, what if I get too close and catch on fire?
Leo, how about that ambiance?
That ambiance is fucking hot,
this is
man.
A tavern if
this is, we burn the cavern
this
burned
is
not, down.
This, is
this burned down.
Now all of China knows we're here.
Oh my god.
Speaking of China, the Mulan trailer came out.
Yeah,
no, we talked about it, but
people were upset about that because it's
wait,
not like
really?
The cartoon.
No,
yeah,
listen.
This is what they were gonna do.
No, this is the problem. Tell her.
They were like, we're gonna do a realistic depiction of Mulan. And everyone was fine with that. But as soon as the second trailer came out, they're like, oh, yeah, they have a witch from the Phoenix.
Yeah, they have a
and
witch,
she, like,
turns and she
into
turns into the fucking
shit.
Phoenix. And I'm like, wait,
I was like,
so
why
you can't
just use fucking Mushu?
So you can't put Mushu because you want it to be realistic, but
Mushu's
you made a woman a witch
movie?
Fucking
no,
Phoenix.
Because a witch would be more realistic than just a dragon.
Yeah, but she turns into the fucking
yeah,
Phoenix.
She's like,
how is that more realistic than a little dragon boy?
No, she's not. That's the problem.
The CGI looks on par. I don't know.
Mushu's not in the fucking movie. Why would you have Mulan without Mushu?
Because, exactly.
I don't care.
They said, we're going to make it realistic. All right, fine. If you're going to make it like the actual story, don't fucking add a phoenix. Don't do that. At least give her the cricket, the lucky cricket. You can fucking put a cricket in the movie.
I didn't see the funny grandma in the movie.
There's no grandma.
She made the movie.
No,
she's
and this
dead.
Is... this is the worst part, in my opinion. They gave Mulan a sister. Where the fuck did she come from? Where the fuck did she...
Right.
They took away grandma and gave her a sister. What for?
She's dead.
I hope grandma's dead. At least then I would have closure on where the fuck she is. Maybe the movie opens up like that. Like, here's grandma. She's dead.
I really hope Eddie Murphy's in that movie anyway.
He better be.
What would he be?
He plays like
he'd be fucking Mushu.
There's no Mushu!
But he wouldn't be the dragon form of Mushu. He'd be just
the
horse. He'd be the horse.
No, he'd be the only black dude in the movie. And he'd be just as like crazy mad.
He's donkey.
He's like,
Jesus.
He's donkey. Hey Shrek, what are we doing today? We making waffles.
He's Mulan's horse.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. He's the horse. No, but I don't even remember her having a horse though.
Yeah, she did.
She had a black horse.
Okay, she had a black horse.
Horse that's like the white.
Yeah, the white.
I mean, at the very least,
exactly
they gave him the horse. Yeah.
Why
I think
not?
It's a great
it's
idea.
Probably not.
Technically.
A black horse.
Yeah. Technically, but however, listen.
I don't know. They made the monkey. Kind
the
of look
the
like
actors don't even fucking look like the ones in the cartoon either.
Well, what you want them to like get some genetically modified?
Yes.
People?
No.
Yeah,
this is
like
what you do.
Though,
this is what
plastic
Disney should do.
Korea? Just go to Korea.
They originally planned to use the girl that did the voice for Mulan.
Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah.
And she could do it. She's in The Mandalorian. She looks the same.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck they can't. No, this is what...
Star Wars.
Yeah,
yeah, but she's in there. Ming-Na Wen.
I
That's her name.
Disney Plus. Oh. I don't have Disney Plus.
I don't speak broke, sorry.
$6.99
yeah. It's of all of them, it's the cheapest one, and it's honestly the best bang for your buck.
It has the most content.
How many,
like,
how many shows do they have?
I mean, but they own Hulu, so what's the difference? Yes.
Yeah.
You can get the Disney Disney pack that comes with Hulu and Disney Plus for $12 a month.
What the fuck am I paying for? I'm already paying $12 a month for Hulu.
Yeah, but if you connect it to your Disney Plus account, they automatically credit your account for the month. Just do it. Just fucking do it, man.
So I can basically have Disney Plus for free right now.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, dude. Because Disney owns like 80% of Hulu. And I think they're about to buy another 10% from some other company. So, yeah, they'll own about 90% of Hulu.
That's what she said.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm completely wet right now.
Was it That 70s Show? I'm completely naked under this. I want you, Kelso. I want you. Oh now, God. I need you. Did you guys see that? Her sister wants me. They're like, no, dude, you fucked up. I think of all the shows I've ever seen, that is like some of the best editing of all time. She was like talking, and then he fucking in his head just edited it to say that. I was like, that's great. What the fuck happened to that show that J.G. Quintel was making? Remember they were like, he's making a new show on like fucking TBS or Spike or some shit.
Are you getting smoked?
Yeah.
He's getting smoked? That sounds like some mafia shit. Hey, you getting smoked over there, Greg?
Drop your phone.
Hey, Greg, you getting smoked? Hey, it's me, Vinny. I'm getting smoked.
YouTube.
Hey, I thought you said, hey, YouTube. YouTube. Hey, YouTube. Fuck. Hey, remember when Dennis got mad because you used 3 milliliters of fucking oil?
Good oil, dude.
It's fucking. There was like a.
I could have used that for a shit ton.
Dude, you had more shit in yourself.
Okay. The air filter on my motorcycle. Bam.
How often do you use that?
My motorcycle?
Yeah.
Whenever I can.
Which is never.
Oof. Right now I work a lot, so.
Shit, man.
But I could.
You're just fucking destroying them.
You kind of did. I spent a lot of money on that motorcycle.
Dennis. Actually,
Dennis, she's fucking brutal. Damn.
See, but that's what makes it funny. She's roasting you.
My place of rest.
It's because you're gay.
Place of rest.
It's because you're gay.
Tell me to
it's
shove
because
dicks in my butt.
You're gay. And I grew up in a Christian. Can you stop putting that so close to my face? Because I grew up in a Christian household. Gay is a sin.
Good thing I'm Catholic.
She's gay to be gay.
Okay, I grew up Catholic. In a Christian household.
Wait, you grew up Catholic in a Christian household?
Yes.
Yes. I grew up a Buddhist in a Catholic household. That was great.
What?
I grew up Jewish in a Nazi household.
That would be great. Dude, if they survived
the Holocaust.
If they released a movie called Anne Frank, but she lived with the Nazis, I would pay the shit out of that movie to make it.
Jojo Rabbit.
Oh my God.
No. No, Jojo Rabbit's too Disney. You know it's made by Disney, right?
I don't know about that.
That had some ups and downs in
yeah?
the movie. Oh,
I'm surprised because it is a Disney movie.
No, it's definitely rated R.
Shit.
Yeah.
So Disney's finally getting into the R business, huh?
You know what's a great kids movie with rabbits? Watership Down.
Watership Down.
Oh, yeah.
Not the remake. Yeah, that's on Netflix. Because that's a show and it fucking sucks.
Yeah, no.
Well, what's the other one? Plague Dogs? Yeah.
I think the
three dogs are like diagnosed with that black plague or something. And they escaped.
They had rabies and shit?
Yeah. Yep. And they like got out and spread it and the entire time.
Dude, what about that other movie called Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
Baby, what's that movie that's like... The guys who go into the Swedish forest and shit.
Oh,
Jack and Jill.
No. Jack and Jill, that would be a German
fucking
fish.
Adam Sandler piece of shit. You mean Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, the ritual. Ritual's hella good.
Oh.
You ever seen that one?
No.
So
it's on my list.
So good.
I thought you guys were talking about like the Hansel and Gretel movie with Jeremy Renner.
Is that the one with the dancers?
You remember that movie?
No.
With Jeremy Renner, Hansel and Gretel? It came out like right after The Huntsman.
Which Hansel?
Because their friend died. And then they're being hunted by like
it was. It came out like right after
Loki's son. He's like half man.
What's the fucking movie?
Not half man, but he's got like
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Deer body.
I know the movie.
Yeah.
The ritual.
It's on Netflix.
It's really good. But yeah, it's really like It's really stressful.
Don't drink it, man. It's not worth it.
I'm not going to.
You better not. Kick your ass.
Drink the gasoline. Drink the gasoline.
Die, Dennis.
Oh, she threw some fire.
It's fire.
Dennis, listen. You're the one who's smoking the fucking
You're
vape.
The one that needs to pussy up.
Yeah, dick up.
Dick up or I'll dick up for you, boy.
That's just some shit Arthur Morgan.
Hey, when he got when he went to the doctor and he was like, I'm sorry, you got lumbago. You better dick up or I'll dick up for you, fuck it.
Uncles, I got the lumbago, John.
Sounds like you need to dick up.
He goes,
Ram Ram.
He goes, how do I approach this girl, it's Arthur?
You better dig up, boy. It's like better ride that horse all the way down to her house and dig up. That Ram Ranch. 14 naked cowboys. Jesus. Sitting on a log. One fell off and bumped his hog.
Jesus.
I wasn't part of this.
It doesn't need to be.
What are you playing?
Cowboys in the showers at Ram Ranch. Big Hurt driving cocks wanting to be sucked.
That's enough. We might get copyright strike for that. No, go away. On, that's enough. 5 seconds. 5 seconds was enough.
A lot of editing.
No, fuck you.
No, this is the uncut.
This is the live and uncut. Sure. I'm not editing this. Yeah. Listen, I was talking to someone who listened to the podcast. They're like, why do you edit it? Why don't you just let it be? I'm like, well, because sometimes when I edit it, I'll add things or take things out that just weren't funny, you know, to change it. But I think last one we did, like, very minimal editing. I only cut out, like, 3 parts. Okay. So this is going to be the one for that one person who was like, you should do it uncut. He was also saying we should record it, but I feel like that would be a bit too much.
What?
Like actual have video along with it. And I feel like that's a bit too much. We don't have like a... It's just like if we had like a specific area to do it, I feel like it would be fine. We just don't have one. Right now we're in the middle of fucking buttfuckville outside in the rain with fucking a little tent.
Our ambient tavern fire.
Our ambient tavern fire. Oh, I'm sorry.
The
bring
ambiance.
The ambiance. The ambiance. Leviosong. I bet you don't even know whose video that is. That's Oni.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, dude. That was like one of the first videos he's ever made.
Ronald Weasley. Stop.
It's Livio's. Oh. Harry, stop it. He goes, I kill bum. Stop it. Just stop it, Horon.
Ew.
Here, Harry, you're the chosen one.
Stop.
Harry, you are the chosen one. Pull it out now. I can't get it up. Here,
oh
Livio's song. Have you never seen the second one? That's the second one. He made two of them. The second one, he's like, Ron. He goes, Harry, look what I found out. Accio bum. And he's like pulling her towards him. He goes, here, you're the chosen one, Harry. Put it in. He goes, I can't put it up. He goes, here, Wingardium Leviosa. He goes, what are you doing? Oh, okay. It's fucking great.
Remember, then, I just wishing for
shit you want like this. That's fucking Oni's the fucking man, dude.
When Travis would you know how he used to deliver the newspapers and shit?
Yeah.
A couple times I went with him and every fucking time I threw a newspaper out the window I would make that noise. Every single time.
Dude, remember
every time.
I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast, but remember that one time when you and me went to go deliver the paper? And there was that old lady, and I had the window open, and I was talking about, what's his fucking name? Christopher Reeve sucking the life essence out of fucking, embryos?
Yeah,
sucking fetuses through a tube so he could finally get stem cell.
Remember Gold Panner Bitch?
Yeah.
Dude.
Gold Panner Bitch?
Yeah, he was a delivery driver for Windfall, right? Yeah. And so the lady who drove for Gold Panner to deliver all the papers, she would, like, take just copious amounts of fucking Gold Panners and just place them in all the racks. Not just the Gold Panner one. She'd put it in the Windfall one, too.
Yeah.
And Travis...
Oh, I remember
Travis,
that.
One time, we got to the Mount Ockham store, and it's just... There's just many of them.
Are you talking... Was it... you talking about running over the paper?
No, that was in front of the gas station in Placerville. Okay. No, this one... We get there, and it's just there's just a shit ton of them in the windfall rack as well as the gold panner rack. And Travis goes, you know what? Fuck this bitch. And he grabs every single gold panner and throws it in the back of his car. I mean, there was like 300 of them, and he just threw them all in the back of his car. And we booked it out of there with all the fucking gold panners. It's like 6:30 in the morning. We're like looking around, make sure nobody's seeing us do this shit.
Right, because someone's going to call you for taking newspapers. Because anyone fucking looks at newspapers.
Yes, actually, people do read the newspaper. The old ass bitches from like 94.
That's the people who would call on you is the old ladies early in the morning that are out there to get their morning bullpen. No one would believe them.
They're too senile.
Dude, it's like my coworker at work. She's 84. We found out she's 84 years old. She still works there, and we're like, hey, when are you going to retire? She's like, never.
She dies working.
That's what she said. She said, well, I have to maintain both of my kids because they both live at home. Jesus. They're fucking retarded.
Like, okay. Actually?
They actually have to be because she said that her son has this thing with balloons. And so he has red balloons, specifically red balloons, in his room. And then when they finally give out and start falling to the ground, he buys new ones and puts those up. So every like 2-3 weeks, he has to get new red balloons.
How old are they?
He's like 54.
You fucking joking,
and
dude.
And her daughter's like 63, and they both live with her. And apparently the dad died, so that's why she's like, oh, I take care of them because they were traumatized after their father died. And I was like, I don't believe it for a fucking second. They're just freeloading cunts.
What are they going to do when she goes? Like,
yeah. They're going to fucking die. They're going to suck on those red balloons until they fucking
they're gonna
die.
Choke on the red balloons.
That's it. Cool. They're going to shove them up their ass. All right,
well, it's raining more. How about we go play Drop?
Yeah, let's go inside.
Let's do it. Yeah. Heck yeah, me.
We
got to
be quiet. It's so fucking parents
cold.
Dead,
so. All right, let's so is that it? Loud. This episode's done?
Really?
Cool.
Can we talk for close to 50 minutes?
Let's see how long it's been.
Like 10.
It's been 33 minutes.
Yeah, let's keep it going and keep going.
Okay. All right. We shall do a pause.
Okay.
We fucking lied.
This is the outro.
This is the outro. The ASMR. The this is... Somebody give me a banana. This is... This is the ASMR outro. Signing off, Leo.
Greg.
Dennis.
If you make that noise again, I will cut you.
Travis.
Travis, stop it.
And then our special guest, Patty.
Kill you.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye. You know,
if Dennis wasn't so gay, he wouldn't mind it.